Welcome to this episode of 60 Second Retail, a BDO podcast keeping you in the know on events and trends in the retail and consumer products industry impacting your bottom line in just a few short minutes.
Hello and welcome to the 60 Second Retail Podcast. I'm your host, Natalie Cutler, National Leader of the Retail and Consumer Products Industry Group at BDO. In today's episode, we delve into the expanding role of social platforms as a vital sales channel for retailers with our guest, Ilya Ripchin. Ilya is going to help us explore the key digital performance indicators, or as we call them, KPIs, that guide success in emerging sales channels, the strategic focus for social media and influencer marketing KPIs, and the potential risks of over-reliance on social commerce and influencer marketing. Join us as we navigate these critical aspects of modern retail strategy. Welcome to the show, Ilya.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Great. So if I was to ask you, give me three main types of key digital performance indicators or KPIs, what are they, and could you provide an example of each?
Sure, absolutely. So the digital KPIs really fall into three buckets of awareness, conversion, and performance. Awareness is really top of the funnel. It's how broadly can you broadcast your brand? How many people are you getting in front of? Conversion is how successful are you at getting those people in, and are you leading to sales? Are those interactions with consumers actually generating revenue for you? And performance is really just an operational bucket of metrics looking at how well you're doing at number one and number two. So are your awareness activities cost effective? Did you actually access the right consumers? Are the consumers that are coming in, is their lifetime value really the lifetime value that you want? And in terms of examples, it's all the standard examples. Awareness is really questions around reach and how many people you're touching, conversion or customer acquisition costs, and the typical metrics that we see there. And performance really is around looking at the value, the return on your ad spend. And so the metrics are pretty standard at this point, but they really fall into those three categories.
Right. So as retailers look more and more to social media and influencer marketing programs, I mean, obviously we see the expansion of this, whether it's on TikTok, assuming that stays, whether it's Instagram or any other type of social media and influencer marketing programs, what KPIs should retailers be focusing in on?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, first of all, they shouldn't lose sight of the existing digital metrics of awareness, conversion, and performance. Those don't go away, but they do need to be looked at through a social lens. And there's a series of metrics that almost overlay on top of those that you need to look at in context. So for example, engagement rate is an example of a metric that's really around the awareness bucket, but it's very unique to social media because it really looks at how consumers are interacting with your content. In the traditional broadcast mechanism, you put your message out there, you don't necessarily get feedback. With engagement rate, you can actually see people interacting with your brand, likes, shares, comments, et cetera. And that's a metric that starts to give an early indicator to performance. Share voice is another example. You could be spending money to be out in the marketplace, but so are your competitors. How much is your brand resonating and becoming viral relative to your competitors? Are people connecting to it, or you just have to spend money every time to get access to consumers? And amplification rate is another metric where really looking at how effective the message is at taking on its own life. Do you actually have to keep pushing that message out there, or has it become part of the social ecosystem and people are talking about your brand and sharing your brand and discussing your brand, and it takes on a life of its own? And so those three metrics combined with the traditional metrics of conversion rate and customer acquisition costs and whatnot are really how you need to look at the impact of your social marketing activities to determine the magnitude of the value that delivers relative to your other marketing spend.
Great, great. So let's pivot away for a minute on KPIs, but staying on the topic of social media and influencer marketing, given its increasing popularity. So I'm curious to know what you think. What are the risks involved, if any, right? If, say, influencers become less influential, or can a company over-rely on social commerce to drive sales? You know, putting it another way, what are the dangers of over-relying on social commerce?
Yeah, absolutely. As with anything, there's upside and downside to any activity. The upside, obviously, social is a wonderful, great mechanism to drive business. But the downside, to me, there are five, I think, things to keep out, keep a watch for. One is what we call vanity metrics. I talked about the likes and followers and whatnot as engagement vehicles to give an early indicator, but you don't make money from likes and followers. And people, sometimes brands get excited that they have great followings, lots of interest and whatnot, but that doesn't necessarily generate revenue. And so being too focused on vanity metrics is a bit of a concern. The inflated influence of influencers. These days, it's very easy to buy buyers, to buy followers. And sometimes influencers claim to have huge audiences, and you always have to validate that. Just because they have a certain number of followers on their profile doesn't necessarily mean that all of them are humans and bots. And so you want to be careful as to where you're investing. The risk of the platforms is the third concern. You don't want to be too tied to any one platform. They always change their algorithms. And so an influencer that's doing well on Instagram may suddenly start losing influence on Instagram, but become popular on YouTube. So understanding across platform how your social campaigns are performing as the platforms evolve and change policies and change algorithms and things like that. Obviously, brand safety is a huge concern. You're tying your brand to a human being. In many, many cases, it's a very young human being, and sometimes they make choices or decisions that may not be aligned with your brand. And so constantly monitoring that and assessing the impact of some of the things that influencer may say or be attached to is really, really important. And lastly, as with all marketing activities, attribution is complex. It's a challenge in every marketing area, but certainly in social, really understanding how that campaign ties back to a particular set of events online is always a challenge and something that does require quite a bit of work.
Yeah, I find this whole concept of social influencers really fascinating, and you know, different generations, different price points, that requires a totally different influencer. So I know I follow influencers that are in my age group that have perhaps similar concerns that I do, so I could really relate to them. So I think picking the right influencer, to your point, is critical for a lot of the success for some of these companies that are looking to convert their revenue in the social commerce. But let's turn back to KPIs for a minute. So last question for today. Are there any new KPIs that you are seeing that retailers should know about? You know, what are your thoughts on the usefulness of these KPIs as well?
Absolutely. There are a number of KPIs that various retailers are experimenting with. Obviously, as more data becomes available, there's new KPIs that emerge. There's three that I see a lot of people talking about that I think are interesting to mention here. One is conversion speed. I talked about the difference between awareness to conversion and getting people to buy, but the actual speed at which it happens is a really important metric. There's a time when you run a social campaign or any sort of campaign, it might take a while before you actually see sales for that campaign to kind of be out there in the marketplace. Now you could launch and actually have sales immediately. And so that has implications to your inventory, your fulfillment, and being able to understand how quickly that campaign leads to actual things having to go out the door of your warehouse is really important. And you perhaps didn't see that with more traditional marketing and sales platforms. The other one is the engagement to conversion ratio. This is really, again, going back to that metric of engagement, which is great that you're getting people to like and share and even come to your site. But if there's a significant drop off, either in shopping cart drop off or just even not finishing the transaction, the issue may actually be with your platform. Maybe you're not merchandising correctly. Maybe there's a price disconnect. So your message is landing. You're getting the people to come to your front door. You're maybe even getting them to the shopping cart, but there's some sort of barrier that is stopping that ultimate sale. And that is something to keep track on because the people that may drop out of your shopping cart coming through social behave and think differently than the people that may have come to your site through search or some other mechanism. And understanding that point of friction is absolutely critical. And lastly, and you kind of alluded to it when you talked about the influencers, is what I call the influencer decay. Every influencer has a lifespan. You know, fame is fleeting, and so are influencers. And so being very vigilant about knowing the level of influence a particular influencer or group of influencers has, how that is evolving, whether it's going up or down, and knowing who the new influencers are. So you're not necessarily tying your campaign to any one influencer. You're tying your campaign to a set of messages that you're putting out there. And as one influencer decays and starts to lose popularity or interest, you need to have the next set of influencers already ready to go and ready to take over. Otherwise, you're going to see some very spiky behavior in your sales as your sales are tied to the popularity of a particular influencer.
Yeah, listen, I definitely agree with you, especially on that last point about influencer decay. You know, there's certain influencers that I follow, and at some point, you know, there's nothing new coming from the influencer. So I may pivot to someone else that maybe I can relate to more, or, you know, because I think consumers today are thirsty for knowledge. They're thirsty for new products, new technology, new things that are coming out. And I do think that influencers really need to, while still staying true to whatever brand that they're influencing, but to a certain extent, they need to pivot with their consumer or their audience. Thank you very much, Ilya. And if you found this episode insightful, be sure to share it out with your friends and colleagues. And don't forget to tune in next time so you can get the insights you need to succeed in retail. Have a great day.
And that concludes this episode of BDO's 60 Second Retail Podcast. Don't forget to tune in for the next episode. To find more information on our hosts, guests, BDO's services, or listen to previous episodes of 60 Second Retail, please visit www.bdo.com/60-second-retail.